This is Ted Kennedy. The Persian Gulf victory has implications for the home front, too. If only we learn the right lessons. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you right-wingers are missing the real lesson of the Persian Gulf War. True, our high-tech weapons prevailed. We need to keep strengthening them to maintain our military edge. But those weren't robots who built and operated our weapons. They were well-trained military personnel. The scientists and engineers who built the smart bombs and other high-tech equipment deserve credit. So do the armed forces for taking high school graduates, training them and turning them into highly skilled operators of sophisticated equipment. It shows what American workers can do when they get excellent training. One important lesson of the war is that investments in education and training pay off. Don't blame American workers, Al, for failing to compete with Europe and Japan. Blame your short-sighted, skinflint attitude that cuts back on education and training.
Ted, you left-wingers really missed the real lesson. Support your country's leaders in 27 other countries in putting down a barbarian. Boy, your comments take more guts than a government mule. For a decade now, you voted over and over again to cut big money for high-tech weapons. You personally torpedoed SDI and stealth and laser-guided missiles, and now I hear you dishing out the credit as if you have some right to it. That really takes a lot of gall. And yes, the scientists, engineers, and military personnel who made Desert Storm such a success deserve the praise, but you sure don't, Ted. The true lesson here is that technology does mean the crucial difference, not only to save thousands of lives, but to shorten the course of war. Ted, Desert Storm did teach us all some very valuable lessons. I'm just sincerely sorry you and the other 44 Democrats who opposed it from the start haven't learned much from it yet. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on new legislation to ensure the rights of women, both at home and on the job. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.